Today's gospel reading picks up directly after the Beatitudes in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and continues with the use of the verb are. As a reminder, Jesus begins each Beatitude with blessed are. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, and so forth. As he continues the sermon, Jesus uses the verb are, but rather than saying blessed are, he says you are. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And this use of you are seems to me to be twofold in its meaning. The first being you all are. You all together are. And the second is simply you are, you individually, you are the salt and light. But let's start with the plural version, or as they say in the South, and I really lived most of my life in the South, I hate to say y'all are, I know. I just feel like I'm still a Northerner when I say that. For Jesus's teaching is ultimately about shaping entire communities, just beginning with our families and church, shaping us into gatherings of faithful people who reflect all together for the world and for one another something of what Jesus imagines in the Sermon on the Mount. Something of the life of Jesus actually lives, something that makes the kingdom of heaven an experience that we can actually dwell within even now, right here, a kingdom life that affirms who we are as God created us, unique and awesome. A kingdom life that offers relationships of substance that affirm our belonging and infinite value and that challenge us to grow and mature. And so we are all together, salt and light for each other and for all those around us. And further, our witness to the world, our saltiness and our wattage of illumination are both exponentially increased as we are all together, salt and light. Thus indeed, Jesus saying you are is about all of us, about our shared life and ministry. We are together, salt and light. Together we have the potential to do so much more good than we could ever accomplish alone. Further, we are not a static community. We are indeed called to grow, evolve, change, to be dynamic. Thus, we must always be about the work of increasing our collective saltiness and the brightness of our shared light. And we do this by inviting others to come alongside us, by partnering with other groups and communities that seek to make the world more flavorful and bright. And we must do so in a way that welcomes everyone and values diversity and difference. For in doing so, the recipe we are concocting here together is more satisfying and more interesting. And the light we are shining out into the world is more colorful and illuminating. More and more people can really taste and see, as that beloved communion hymn reads, the goodness of the Lord. In doing so, as Desmond Tutu writes, we begin to look more and more like the rainbow-colored people of God. Further, through our growth in number and spiritual depth, the shared life that Jesus imagines in his Sermon on the Mount becomes more real and tangible. Now again, Jesus' second meaning when he says you are is instead about us individually. So in addition to you all are salt and light, Jesus is also saying quite personally, you, second person singular, and I had to look that one up to remind myself, are salt and light. For all communities, from the family to the state, are made up of individual human beings, which are, of course, the fundamental building blocks of human community. I remember a quote I once heard that said something like, "The line between good and evil does not run through states, religions, or any sort of community, but right through the middle of each and every individual human heart. Therefore, the sum total is indeed constructed of and equal to its many parts." Thank you, Aristotle. So we see that every part of the whole matters. Our level of saltiness and the power of our illumination is indeed exponentially increased as we all come together. But the overall effectiveness of that very same concept is diminished, less flavorful and bright, when any individual that makes up the whole has lost his or her taste, or their own light bulb has a broken filament. Therefore, we must take good care of each other. Pastoral care, which is where my focus has always been as a hospital chaplain, has always been indeed the work of the whole church. The responsibility to care for each other belongs to all of us. So we must be aware of each other's struggles, aware of those in crisis and transition, and come alongside them, love them, listen to them, remind them of God's love and our own. We must pick up those who are being trampled underfoot, such that their saltiness is restored and their light bulb is screwed in all the way. And this pastoral work requires many things, but let's see just about two of them. The first is presence and attentiveness. We must be present with one another regularly and be attentive to what others are saying with their words, deeds, and body language. And second, we must be willing to bring the flavor and light in our own life into theirs. This often requires time, sacrifice, and the willingness to let go of our own assumptions and the desire to recreate one another in our own image. I truly believe that Jesus calling us personally to be salt and light requires us to attend to our own saltiness and brightness. Jesus says, "You are salt and light," and each and every one of us is salt and light. But over a lifetime, our life at times can lack variety, feel tasteless, with our light becoming dim. Therefore, we have a personal responsibility to take care of ourselves, to grow and mature. And believe me, I am preaching to myself when I ask, are you taking time for rest and refreshment, to exercising your body, to exploring new experiences through travel and art, more equitable, more inclusive, to giving yourself to causes that make the world more safe, more equitable, more inclusive, more kind, and more peaceful. I have a hunch that by doing all this, we will become more flavorful and that we will increase the wattage in the light shining forth from our own lives. And this holy work, this Sermon on the Mount-like work, is done by increasing the number and depth and diversity of those with whom we walk alongside in our church and in our life, and by caring for each other and ourselves well. Through this all, we can literally become a living, breathing incarnation of the sermon that Jesus so imaginatively describes, and which is indeed the hope of the world. Amen.